bye week numbers and how good they are?
I'm not. No idea.
300 and something yards a game, 10 touchdowns. Last 4 years, 4 wins, 10 touchdowns, 1 pick. Is there any routine you follow? I know you said the other day that you didn't bring a laptop back or anything like that, but is there any routine you follow at all?
No. I mean, I think just, you try to get rest and come back fresh. And, obviously I think, having a week off just to, just kind of get your mind off football for a little bit, and you come back just excited and re-energized, and you have a great week of preparation. And, I thought we had a good practice today. Guys are running around. Guys are enthused. And hopefully we'll come out there and play great football.
Steve, you had no idea how good it's been.
No.
Does that surprise you at all?
No. I haven't thought about it. So it's not a stat that I look at most often.
Eli, the yardage that the Packers are giving up from the air, rather pedestrian. They're still giving up a lot, but they also have a lot of picks. Yeah. Do they gamble a lot going for interceptions? Is that their game?
I think they're aggressive in their approach. Some of their, defenses that they play, give guys the ability to be aggressive, to go, read things, jump some routes, and they do a good job of getting interceptions. They're also, it also gives some opportunities to get some throws down the field, and if you can protect and have time to let routes develop, there are some possibilities to get the ball down the field. But they're also good at getting to the pass to the quarterback, and they get a lot of sacks, and that pressure can cause the quarterback to throw the ball a little bit before he wants to, and with the aggressive play of the secondary, they get some turnovers.
What about the confidence level of this team, especially going against a Green Bay team that you guys have obviously had some success with in the past?
I think we're a confident team. I think we know, we know what our challenge is and what type of team we're going against. We know we got to play very good football, and that's what we expect. We expect for us to be able to go out there, play solid, play smart football, and make plays, and that's what it's going to take to win. So we know it's a tough challenge ahead of us, but we know what it's going to take, and hopefully we can go do it.
You feel like this is a big game team. You guys seem to rise up in occasions with opponents like this.
I hope that when things become when games become big, and every game is important, obviously, but towards the end of the year, and you get in these tight games, and you're searching, and this is an important one, and playing against good teams, that we hopefully can rise to that occasion. I think we've done that pretty well in the past, so we just got to make sure our preparation, our focus is perfect, and go out there and just play the style of football that we know we can.
The Packers defense then the last time you faced them. I know they kind of overhauled a lot in the offseason.
They have a few new faces and new guys, but a lot of it's the same. Obviously, same coordinator. A lot of their key players are the same, a pretty similar scheme, I'd say, in that. Aspect, and so last year, kind of the same deal. They give up some big plays. They give up yardage in the pass game, but they also make a lot of plays, get a lot of interceptions, get a lot of turnovers. So you just got to be patient and understand that they're gonna have some good plays. They might have a great coverage that you're not gonna have anybody open. That's fine. Take a sack, throw the ball away, but you can't afford to give them turnovers.
Eli, how important is Matthews to what they do? I mean, we don't know what his status is going to be, but clearly with 9 sacks out of their 33, he's a big deal.
Yeah, no doubt. He's a tremendous player. Just seems to make plays, and whether getting to the quarterback or he's athletic enough where they can do a lot of blitzes and then drop him in the coverage and still rushing a number of people. So, he's a good player. We'll have to see what his status will be.
Without him, do they change much? I mean, they didn't have him against Detroit. Were they a lot different?
No, they didn't seem to be much different. I think they still do a lot of the same things. They still got good players that came in and they could still get to the quarterback.